Welcome back to the CryoToes Maintenance Management Channel, where we dive deep into the world of maintenance, machinery, and making your operations seamless and efficient. I'm your host, Bruce, and today we're unraveling the secrets of preventive maintenance. With us is Alex, a renowned expert in maintenance management and IoT. Alex, it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. Excited to share some insights and help listeners create a robust preventive maintenance plan.
Fantastic. So, Alex, we understand that preventive maintenance is crucial, but many find it complex. Could you break down the process for us?
Absolutely, Bruce. Preventive maintenance is all about foresight and efficiency. It's a proactive approach, focusing on regular inspection, servicing, and repairs to avoid costly downtime and extend equipment lifespan. And believe it or not, it can be structured in 7 simple steps.
7 steps. That sounds doable. Let's dive in.
Step 1 is inventory your assets. It's not just listing them. It's about understanding each asset's type, make, model, and condition. This knowledge is foundational for any preventive maintenance plan.
Got it. Know your assets inside out. What's next?
Step 2 is to check manufacturer guidelines. These guides are gold mines of information, offering insights into operation, potential breakdowns, and maintenance recommendations.
Makes sense, straight from the source. And after we have the guidelines?
Then we move to step 3, determine maintenance tasks and frequency. This is where you decide what needs to be done and how often, based on the information from your inventory and the manufacturer's guidelines.
Sounds like a tailored approach. What comes after planning the tasks?
Step 4, prioritize your assets. Not all assets are created equal. Some are critical to your operations, and their maintenance should be a higher priority.
Prioritization, key to efficiency. And after prioritization,
we're at step 5, assign maintenance tasks. Delegate these tasks to team members with the right skills and qualifications. This ensures accountability and effectiveness.
Perfect teamwork in action. What's the 6th step?
Step 6 is implement your plan. Start performing the scheduled maintenance tasks and use tools like CMMS to monitor tasks, manage resources, and maintain records.
Implementation, where plans meet reality. And finally,
the last step, step 7, is continuously review and adjust. A preventive maintenance plan is dynamic. Regular reviews and adjustments based on real-time data and feedback are crucial to keep it effective.
That's a comprehensive roadmap, Alex. And I hear there's a tool, the PF Curve, that plays a significant role in this. Could you elaborate on that?
Certainly, Bruce. The PF Curve is a powerful tool in preventive maintenance. It's a graphical representation showing the relationship between the progression of a failure and the ability to detect and prevent that failure. It aids in early detection, optimal maintenance planning, and cost-effective maintenance, ensuring equipment reliability and extending its lifespan.
That sounds like a game changer. And how does CryoToes CMMS fit into this?
CryoToes CMMS is a game changer, Bruce. It centralizes maintenance management, streamlines preventive maintenance scheduling, offers comprehensive asset management, and much more. It's about bringing efficiency, data-driven decision-making, and ease to the entire maintenance process.
Incredible insights, Alex. Thank you for walking us through the 7 steps to creating an effective preventive maintenance plan and the power of tools like the PF Curve and CryoToes CMMS.
My pleasure, Bruce. Remember, preventive maintenance is not just a task, it's a strategy for longevity and efficiency.
Well said. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Dive into the world of preventive maintenance with confidence. And remember, a stitch in time saves 9. Until next time, keep your operations smooth and your downtime minimal. This is Bruce, signing off from the CryoToes Maintenance Management Channel.